Coming to you live from the LPP Studios 2.0, it's the Listening Party Podcast with your hosts, Rod and Denise. Today's episode, Mind the Gap.
Hello and welcome to another brand spanking new episode of the Listening Party Podcast, the conversation and music podcast, where every episode is a different theme. With me, as always, is my lovely co-host, Denise.
Hey.
Denise, tell the potheads what this week's theme is.
This week?
I'm sorry, I said this week. Today's theme is...
This month.
This month's theme is...
Yeah. Okay, so today we are talking about songs or albums. I guess songs off albums that had a really big gap in between. At least 10 years.
I was just going to say comeback albums.
Oh, comeback albums? Okay, yeah. That was very simplified.
Yeah.
No, I feel like... no. Whatever.
Well,
it is what it is.
Yeah, whatever. People will get it once we get started. Yeah. All right. So, Denise.
Yes.
Have you been up to anything since the last time we recorded a couple weeks ago?
I mean, it feels like we haven't podcasted in a while, but I know it's only been like 2 weeks, right?
For the LPP?
Yeah, for the LPP.
Yeah. It's only been like...
In those 2 weeks, I became a musician and I put out an album and...
And we had a pandemic.
Yeah.
And we had... Two presidents for three. Yeah. You really make good use of your time.
I do.
Good job.
I'm very efficient.
Very. Very efficient.
Not a procrastinator at all.
No, not at all. We're doing comeback albums. Comeback songs. Denise, you said you wanted me to go first.
Yes.
So I will go first.
Yes, thank you.
All right. So the artist I chose is Scars on Broadway. They are Darren Malakian's side project, and Darren, of course, being the guitarist of System of a Down, but I'm sure everybody listening to this already knew that. System announced an extended hiatus. Why did I say it like that? Hiatus in May 2006, at which point most of the members splintered off to do their own side projects. Lead singer Serge Tankian. By the way, there's a joke out there that says, if you want to make any name Armenian, you just add an Ian at the end. Let's say your last name was Denise. It'd be like Denisian. You know what I mean? Or Bailey, but Baileyan.
Okay.
Or Copian. Anyway, so that's just a fun fact. That's how you make your name Armenian.
Okay.
Everybody should know that. Everybody should try that. Try it at home, everybody. So lead singer Serge, he released a few solo records. Darren and drummer John Dolmayan, see, I'm telling you, they formed, and you know, together they formed Scars on Broadway. Although, you know, it was always kind of like Darren's project, and then John kind of tagged along, which is kind of funny. I didn't have this in my notes, but I just kind of wanted to throw this out there. It's kind of funny because, so System of a Down went on a hiatus. They said, we're not sure when we're coming back, you know, it's going to be a while or whatever. Then they all went off to do side projects. So Serge did his own project, but like John also played drums on it. And then, what's his name? Darren went and did his thing, but then, like, John also played drums on it.
I mean, he was just going where the money was, you know?
That's a good point. I think you solved the puzzle there.
Well, he was probably trying to kiss both people's ass or whatever. Ooh. Like, so then when they came back.
Sexy. But then it's crazy because then Serge did, like, a show at the Sydney Opera House. And Darren was playing, like, acoustic guitar, like, accompanying him on acoustic guitar. So, I don't know. I mean, I guess they're just very honest with each other. And they can, you know... throw shade at the other on interviews and stuff like that, and in the end it doesn't matter, it's all water under the bridge and they can come back and tour again and stuff like that.
Or it's all money.
Yeah, that too. Hey, but whatever, at least, you know, they put the drama aside and give fans more music or whatever,
I guess.
Well, no, that's not true. They haven't put out any new albums, but they have toured since, you know.
Yeah.
Kind of like Rage Against the Machine.
Mm-hmm.
That one is for sure all about the money. But anyways, I digress. This is the self-titled debut, which was released in July 2008. The song I chose is Serious, which is the opening track. The reason I chose it is because it became evident to me, because you know the last few System of a Down albums, especially that double album that came out like a few months apart, Hypnotize and Mesmerize?
Yeah.
At that point, you were already kind of hearing different sounds or different directions they were going in.
Oh yeah, you definitely hear Darren talk about his cock in most of the songs, and then you hear it again in Scars on Broadway.
Yeah, that's true. He has a fixation.
I don't know.
An Oedipus complex, is that the one?
Yeah, I don't know.
So yeah, and then you hear Serge and the way he kind of went, which was more experimental and like arty, I guess.
Oh yeah.
So to me, I was like, oh shit, yeah, like this is like the music I like, because it's more like System of a Down, it's more straightforward, it has a lot of those like Middle Eastern, I guess, for lack of a better word, like rhythms and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Is Armenia in the Middle East?
I don't know. I have no idea.
I feel like I just offended a bunch of Armenians and they're going to be like, Armenia's not in the Middle East. But you know what I'm talking about. So anyways, yes. So yeah, let's check it out. This is the opening track of 2008's Scars on Broadway, Sirius. Always falling in love with your ego tripping. Everybody's looking for a Sunday mission. Ain't nobody searching for a second chance. I'm just looking for a new romance. And always fall in love with your ego tripping. For a second chance, I'm just looking for a new romance. Because you're too serious, you're gonna make me delirious. Because you're too serious. For losing, and I'm feeling losing. Everybody's losing, and there's no one choosing. Ain't nobody searching for a second chance. I'm just looking for a new romance. Yeah, there you go. What you think about that one?
That's a banger. I honestly haven't listened to System or Scars on Broadway. I prefer System. Darren's voice kind of... like, I dig it. It's very like, yeah, I just want to rock out. I gravitate to some of the lyrics, but his voice is a little bit too much after a while.
Yeah.
And you play it really loud in the car. Like, I was like, dude, turn it down.
You could have turned it down.
Anyways. And I mean, you didn't play this song, but yeah, he like talks about his cock a lot. Or there's like a lot of just like, and I was like, can you play this nowadays? Obviously, I wouldn't play it like while I'm driving at work or whatever. Well, I can't because my car radio is broken now. But I don't know. I was like, did this age well? I really want to go back and listen to some of these songs. And I know it's they're bringing awareness or whatever, you know, and you can't. I understand that.
Bringing awareness about, to what?
Like
to cocks?
All, no. All like... I feel like the rape and the sodomy stuff or whatever.
Huh?
Yeah. No.
I thought the thing they were always trying to bring awareness to was the Armenian genocide.
Are they comparing? Like, is that like a metaphor or something?
Maybe, yeah. How like
I feel
Armenia
like
was
stuff...
raped by the whoever's.
Yes.
The Turks. And
I feel like it's always there's always metaphors in there, but they're very sexual. I don't know. Like, I'm always trying to figure it out. And I'm like, what is this really, like, talking about? You know what I mean? Because yeah. I know they're not straight up talking. They're being, what's that word?
Ironic?
Yeah, I
Absurd.
Guess. Sort of. Yeah. But anyways, I dug this first album. Yeah. Even though I was a little bit mad because I obviously love Serge. He's very hot.
Oh, God. I think one of the songs that Denise was alluding to is Chemicals, which is also on this album. I almost brought that song, but I was like, no, like, that's a funny song and it's just absurd. And it's just like the lyrics are like, what the hell is this song about? Is it about Armenia and Turkey? I don't know. I don't think it is. But I like this song better because, yeah, like it opens up the album. It really kind of like tells you like, hey, like this is System of a Down right here. Like if you like, you know, like the more straight ahead, hard rock, close to metal but not really System of a Down, like this is your spot right here. And yeah, and I love like the time change and like the little like Middle Eastern rhythm there, like in the chorus and all that. So yeah, so that's the reason why I ended up going with that one.
That's cool. So that was how many years ago?
So that was July 2008.
Okay,
how many
so
is that?
14.
Sure. Yeah.
Jesus, yeah. You're horrible at math.
Yeah. Now, I didn't follow the band very closely, right? But apparently, they canceled their first headlining tour set to begin in October of that same year, 2008. The album released in July. They played a couple of little shows here and there. I think they played Jimmy Kimmel Live. And then they were set to go on tour in October, and they freaking canceled it and said they were going on hiatus. Yeah. Yeah.
Scars on Broadway?
Yeah.
And again, I don't know, like, maybe it was money grab. At that time, that was, like, CDs were selling still.
Not
you know
really.
What I mean?
Barely.
Really?
Yeah, no.
2008?
No.
I think...
at that point, the iPhone had already come out then.
Oh,
well, it came out in 2008. So
I guess.
But the iPod was already out. So, like, iTunes was already in existence and all that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But do you think people are on board yet?
On board of what?
Of, like, I'm going to buy my music online?
I feel
or
like,
download it?
I feel like CD sales peaked just before this, like 2005, 2003, maybe. Because you got to think, the last artists to sell, like, millions of, like, CD copies were boy bands. And those were, like, very early 2000s, late 90s. And then after that, it was all downhill.
Okay.
So, yeah, I feel like they were already kind of like on the tail end of that. But anyways, what were you getting at with that?
I don't know. Like, I am very distrusting of, like, Darren or whatever because of all the shit that he talks about. Search. And then some things that he's done or whatever, like, in interviews. I mean, I understand for, like, political reasons and stuff that he's trying to get messages across. But I don't know. I don't trust him. Or, like, sometimes I'm like, maybe Search can be an asshole, too. Maybe there was, like, some suing in there, like, talk of suing, like, oh, like, you can't, that's my sound, and yada, yada, yada. I don't know.
I don't think so.
I don't know.
I don't think so.
I don't know. You think there was any drama?
No.
Maybe
no, because
was,
then
maybe it was family related or something.
No, well,
know.
No, Darren said that the reason they canceled the tour was because he was burned out from, like, touring with System. And so he was just kind of like, yeah, like, I just want to, like, not tour. In interviews later with some of the other band members, including drummer John, he suggested that the band was completely finished. He was like, yeah, no, like, I think we're done. Like, I don't think we're coming back. Like, that's that. Scars on Broadway, meaning. Then throughout the early Knots, what year is the Knots?
The
2010s.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, up to 10, right?
No, from 10 and up. Like, so 10, 11, 12.
Really?
Yeah, Aughts is 0, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Oh.
I think.
I'm so confused.
Anyways.
I don't know.
So throughout the early Knots, or, you know, 2010s, Darren and company teased new material. Then all the original members left the band, and Darren said he would be recording the entirety of the second album himself. And this was in 2013. And then it wouldn't be until July 2010 that the sophomore album would finally see the light of day. It was almost like 10 years to the day. So the first album came out July 28th, and the second album came out July 20th, 2008 and 2018, respectively. The band now goes by Darren Malakian and Scars on Broadway. Regarding the change, Malakian stated, "Nobody quit the band. When I first started Scars, I always said that it would be different lineups from album to album. Depends on the type of direction I want to take. Different musicians work for different styles. That is partly why I added my name in front of the bands."
Like, Darren's just an asshole to me, dude. He reminds me, he's another fucking Lars, dude.
Yeah, maybe.
And the only thing saving his ass is that I love fucking System of a Down. Like, you know what I mean?
I mean, I love Scars on Broadway, too. I would never go see him live, though. Which I feel like that's kind of, like, the true test of whether... Nah, I would go see him live.
I don't know.
Yeah, I would. But so, okay, so you're comparing Darren to Lars from Metallica.
Yeah, yeah.
You think he's just after the money, he's an asshole.
Yeah.
He'll sue the shit out of anybody.
Yep.
All right. Side note, Darren also threw some shade at System, basically saying the sophomore album from Scars on Broadway was recorded way back in 2012, even though this contradicts his statement that he was going to record the whole album in 2013. But because things were so up in the air with System, he put off releasing it for like friggin' 7 years or whatever. What's 2018 minus 2013?
5 years.
Okay, 5 years. You're good at math. Good job.
Oh, my God.
That I feel like is a bunch of bullshit. It's like, really, dude?
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, so I agree with you a little bit there. Lastly, in April 2018, he mentioned in an interview, recording for the third album was set to begin in August of that same year. So we can probably expect that to come out in July 2028. So, you know, only a few more years now.
Jesus.
All right. So this is off the second album entitled Dictator. This is Guns Are Loaded by Darren Malakian and Scars on Broadway. All the guns are loaded close by you. All the guns are loaded close by you.
You lost your reasons and you just don't know. And you realize that you have
that. So there you go. What you think about that one?
I dug it. I can't remember if I even gave this album a chance.
Honestly, like, it just kind of popped up in my feed, like, I think a few months after it already come out. And I was like, oh, shit, there's a new Scars on Broadway album? And, yeah, I think I maybe listened to it, like, 4 times altogether. Whereas the debut album, I mean, I played that shit 24/7. Like, I played on repeat, like, for a while.
Yeah.
There's a lot of bangers in that one.
Because I do remember him changing the name and, like, trying to sit through it. But, again, like, and I can imagine, like, now I could probably sit down and, or play it in the car while driving and, like, seriously, like, listen to it. You know what I mean? But I think at the time, I was just so annoyed by Darren. Like, because I remember the name change and everything. Or, like, him putting his name in front of the band. And I was like, this fucking idiot. Like, you know what I mean? Like, so.
Denise is not a fan, everybody.
I am, but I have my issues, so.
Fair enough.
But I did. I dug the song. I dug the lyrics. Like, yeah.
Well, the part I found really funny is that, you know, he's claiming, oh, nobody quit the band. Like, it was always going to be a bunch of rotating musicians with me being, you know, the sole member, I guess. Yet, like, the songs in this album sound like they could have been in the first album, sound like they could have been in a System of a Down album.
Oh, yeah.
And he himself said, like, oh, yeah, these are songs that could have been System of a Down songs, but, you know, the rest of the guys were, like, not happy with the direction they were going or whatever. It's just funny that it's like, okay, so you claim, like, different musicians can offer different things to the project, but yet, you know, this could have just been, like, a double album.
Yeah.
Except they came out 10 years apart, you know what mm-hmm. I mean? So.
Again, the money thing. He was just sitting on him and be like, no.
So those were my two songs. Darren Malakian's Scars on Broadway, 10 years apart, made a comeback, went on tour. You know, when it comes to comebacks and reunions and tours and all that, this definitely wouldn't even be a blip on the radar. Like, most people would probably be like, I don't even fucking know. Like, I could have gone with, like, Guns N' Roses or something.
Yeah.
You know, I thought Guns N' Roses would be a little too obvious. So I was like, nah, I'll go with a little Scars on Broadway. So there you go. All right, Denise, turn it over to you now.
All righty. So I almost went with the Violent Femmes because I really dug their last album. I really wanted to play a song for you from them, but whatever. Go check out the latest Violent Femmes album.
No, I think it's like 2 or 3 behind now.
What?
Yeah.
When they came back?
Yeah.
With that one that we went to go see?
Yeah.
Oh shit, dude, I'm so behind.
I think the album Denise is referring to is I Can Do Anything or We Can Be Anything. We can do anything.
Something like that.
Yeah. It has a big elephant on the cover.
No, isn't it a giraffe?
Something like that.
Something like that. Yeah. I don't know. I never know. Anyways, I did some research on the band I'm actually gonna do.
Right.
I went with Alice in Chains. Alice in Chains formed in 1987 by Jerry Cantrell, the backup vocalist. I'm gonna say backup vocalist, right? Maybe he does sing on some, I don't, just don't know, and guitarist of Alice in Chains. So he recruited Sean Kinney, the drummer, who recruited Mike Starr, and then Lane Stanley came in and was the vocalist. This band, like the original members, they put out four albums. So technically I'll go through them right now. So Facelift in 1990. Dirt in 1992, Jar of Flies in 94, which technically was an EP. They just went into the studio for a week and did like this acoustic set or just like worked out some acoustic stuff. And Jar of Flies is what came out. And that is probably my favorite Alice in Chains album or EP of songs, I guess. Collection of songs. Yeah. Because that one song haunts me. I Stay Away, like, haunts me. Yeah, it haunts my dreams. Okay. Anyways, and then they put out self-titled Alice in Chains in 1995. So that was their latest, like, full album. They also released Unplugged. Like, they did an MTV Unplugged show, and they released that in...
That's a really good Unplugged.
Yes. Definitely check out that Unplugged. So that was in 1996. They went on hiatus after that, pretty much. Lane Staley OD'd in 96. He survived, but he was having some issues. I think his girlfriend actually OD'd, or fiance at the time OD'd, and she passed away. So there was all that like going on. They kind of came back together in 1999 to put out a box set, and they had 2 new songs on there. But again, there was just a lot of projects going on between all of the members before Lane Staley just straight up had an OD in 2002 and died. I remember that happened. Like, I remember that being on the news. Do you remember that?
Yes.
So I was like a junior.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was a junior. I remember like people talking about it, like in my group that was into like the rock scene, I guess.
The dirty rockers?
The grunge scene.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah, like the dirty rockers or whatever. So they're, yeah. And then I remembered my history teacher mentioned it. And he was like, Layne Staley died. He's like, yeah. And Mr. Lee, it was Mr. Lee. You know who Mr. Lee is. And he's like, yeah, you guys don't think I mess with Alice in Chains. But I listen to them. R.I.P. Rips Layne Staley, whatever he said or whatever.
Oh, God.
But he had a nasally voice. I'm not doing his impression very well, but anyways, whatever. Only like,
I mean, people wouldn't know anyway.
Yeah, one person would know if they listened to this. So I just remember when Layne Staley died. So yeah, you think he died, that's it. But no.
He came back? Like Jesus?
They came back.
Layne Staley?
Alice in Chains came back with a new... I don't think Mike Starr came back because he was like he OD'd and died in 2011. So he might have been there. But no, it said that they had a new... Anyways, but they replaced Mike with Mike Inez. And then William Duvall is the new lead singer now. So yeah, they came back with Black Gives to Blue in 2009. So it's like a 14-year gap.
When are we supposed... Okay, so we're just playing both songs back to back?
Yeah, I'm playing both songs back to back.
I didn't know.
I want you to hear the vocals between, because Scar, obviously Darren Malachi is...
Malachian.
Malachian or whatever is...
Racist.
Shut up. Is singing on both, right? But like me, like my band, there's a gap, but there's two different lead vocalists.
Ooh.
Yeah. So I just want you to hear the difference, or if you can't tell, I don't know, whatever, just play it. So, and we are playing... Again, off Alice in Chains 1995, and Check My Brain off Black Gives Way to Blue from 2009. Hey.
Like both of those songs.
You love those songs?
I love them with all my heart.
You said like, and then I said you love them.
I know, you brainwashed me. No, those are bangers, dude. Like, I like the toward like the end of Again, because he goes doop doop, yeah, doop doop, yeah.
So the reason I picked that song was because we went to see back in the day when we would go bar hopping
when we were a tribute band groupies.
Yeah, tribute band groupies.
Dude, we saw a few tribute bands.
Yes, I know.
We saw Alice in Smack, which was Alice in Chains and Godsmack put together.
My favorite Chinese Democracy. Before that even came out.
Your favorite what?
My favorite Chinese Democracy.
Oh yeah. Oh, I was like, what? yeah, Chinese Democracy, which is the Guns N' Roses tribute band.
Because even though that album like wasn't even out, like he had named that album.
Yeah, he named that album like way back in like the 90s. Yeah. And then he had beef with Dexter Holland from The Offspring, because I think I'm sure we mentioned this in another episode of the LPP, but basically Axl Rose had already said Chinese Democracy was going to be the name of the next GNR album. And then because it took forever to come out, Dexter Holland was like, fuck it, we're going to take the name. And then he said, like, the next Offspring album is going to be called Chinese Democracy. Like, I don't know. I guess that production cycle was just, like, marred with, like, I don't know, a bunch of negative energy or bad vibes. So then he was like, yeah, like, and that was like the longest gap at that point of Offspring albums. And so Dexter was just like, yeah, never mind, we're changing the name because like this name is
bad
cursed.
Juju.
Yeah.
Seriously.
So we saw Chinese Democracy. What was the STP one?
Plush. Yeah. We saw quite a few STP bands.
Yeah, we did.
The Foo Fighter ones.
Oh, yeah. Oh, shit. Yeah.
With that wannabe David Grohl guy.
A lot of cringiness.
Woo.
Oh, don't forget Dirty Frank.
Yeah, of course. Dirty Frank.
Dirty Frank?
And Corduroy. Is it Corduroy?
No, I thought it was Vitology.
Oh, yeah. Vitology.
That'd be a weird Pearl Jam. We're Corduroy.
Dude, I would name my Pearl Jam tribute band that.
You would
name
your Pearl Jam.
It's my favorite material.
Yeah. Fabric. All right.
Anyways, so back to Alice in Chains, a famous group of the 90s. I remember rocking out to Alice in Chains.
Jar of Flies.
No.
Dirt.
Check My Brain. Check My Brain came out.
Oh, yeah, like, yeah.
I remember,
was a banger, dude.
No, yeah.
I was like,
oh, shit, man.
This is like a good Alice in Chains song.
But then I remember, I was like, but obviously, like, Lane's gone. And it was like, who did they replace this guy with? I was like, is Jerry Cantrell singing? Like, I honestly thought it was Jerry Cantrell singing. And, like, he just took over vocals or whatever. And then, like, I go and I look it up. And it's William Duvall, who is half Dutch, half North African. And I'm like, wait, what?
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Oh.
No. But seriously, like...
No, yeah, I know there's, like...
I remember there were articles where they were getting, like, a lot of racist people, like, Alice in Chains fans that were like, man, fuck that black guy. And I was, yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sure, but I was just like, what? Like, I was just really shocked because if you ever saw Lane Staley, like, he's super white dude.
Racist.
So, like, I don't know. And then just, like, the vocals, I mean, it's very similar.
Yeah. No, yeah, he, like, does a good job, yeah.
I feel like if you were a young generation, like someone like now barely getting into Alice in Chains, not
Gen
having
Alpha.
A CD in front of you,
right?
You know what I mean? Just like listening to their whole
catalog.
Discography. What is it?
Discography.
I should have said catalog. And then you go and like, and you're rocking out at this concert and you're like, yeah. And then like maybe some years later you see an old Alice in Chains poster and you're like, who's that? Like, what the hell? Like,
no,
you know?
I thought you were gonna say then you go home and you look up like old music videos.
Oh yeah. That too.
Yeah.
I didn't think of that.
Yeah.
That sort of
happened to me. Not really. It's not even actually the same thing. I got into the Smashing Pumpkins like late. I was like in the 7th or 8th grade or something, right?
Okay.
It was like around the time that Adore came out. That was like my first new Smashing Pumpkins album. You know what I mean? That I was like, uh-huh. Oh my God, this is my new Smashing Pumpkins album. There was a Simpsons episode where Smashing Pumpkins comes out. And then I was like, wait, but the lead singer in the Simpsons episode has hair. I was like, Billy Corgan doesn't have hair.
Oh, yeah.
And then, yeah, I had to go back and, like, I asked a few friends and they were like, oh, yeah, he used to have hair, dude. I was like, what? And then, yeah, he looks so weird with hair.
Yeah.
So similar thing. People mm-hmm. are going to be like, wait, he used to be white? This is like reverse Michael Jackson.
Oh, my God. I was going to reference that.
sorry.
Oh, man. Anyways. But, yeah, so the new Alice in Chains has, well, I mean, I guess pandemic. I don't know. Released 3 albums in 2009,
oh, damn.
2013, and 2018. So it's been 4 years.
2013 is the one with the dinosaur, right? The Triceratops?
I don't remember.
Oh, shoot. I don't think I've heard the 2018 album.
I'm pretty sure it's there if my
no, I
research
obviously
is correct.
It's there, but I mean, I couldn't tell you a single song off of that. I might go have to listen to that.
So yeah, I hope you enjoyed my songs.
I did enjoy them. Thank you.
They brought back memories for me. Like, just seriously, like, watching Allison Smack, like, Press play two. Again with the boop, boop. Play Again by Allison Chains, like, all the way to the end. There's, like, this, the line, like, it's like, boop, boop. And,
yeah.
Like, yeah, boop, boop. So, yeah. Imagine that, like, when you're at a live show and it's, like, these hardcore. I mean, Allison Chains, like, is a hardcore band, like, Allison Chain.
But it's hard rock.
Godsmack.
It's grunge.
Yeah. Like, it's a rockin' band. And then for them to just, like, the way he was doing it was like, boop, boop.
Well, that's like, the way it is in the recording.
I know, but the way he was doing it, yeah.
Yeah, I just know. Really, like, you were like, what?
I was like, is it that bad in the CD? Like, I don't remember it being that obvious, like, in the, when I listened to it in the car, and yeah. Oh my God, I remember, because 2009, I was still in school, I was still driving to Long Beach, and I remember that song coming on the radio, like, in my first little Corolla. That was just a banger. So, brought back some memories, and, yeah, I enjoyed my songs. I hope you did too.
Sure did, ma'am. All right. Well, there you have it, everybody. Another episode of the Listening Party Podcast in the can.
Whoop, whoop.
I know. You missed it.
I know. I missed opportunity.
Well, Denise, I think it's only fair, now yes. that we've come to the end of the episode, that we address the elefante in the room. So much like Scars on Broadway and Alice in Chains, we decided to make a comeback. And I just want to say thank you to everyone that was a part of the Listening Party Podcast from 2019 to 2018. We almost made it to 10 years in a row, and I was so excited. I had like a logo designed already and everything. I was like, dude, it's gonna be dope. I'll be fucking posting it everywhere. And then, you know, it didn't come to be. But I could just recycle it for 20 years. Does it count? Like, if we continue saying like 20 years, even though we took like 4 years off?
Well, we were doing other projects, side projects.
That's true.
Still podcasting.
Yeah. So at the moment, as of this recording, I'm still working on re-uploading all the old episodes. I'm currently somewhere in the 70s, so I need like 200 more.
You should really stop, because yeah, I really didn't want, like, when the website went down, I was like, good.
Oh, well,
and I know everything stays up like on the internet forever and ever.
No, not podcast. Like, podcast is more difficult.
But yeah, I was like, fuck. Like, when you told me you're re-uploading, I was like, fuck.
Well,
like,
why did you tell me not to? Dude, I would have saved some time.
Okay, we'll just take them down then. Stop.
God. Okay, fine. So never mind. So I guess if you want the episodes now, go download them right now before I take them all down. So I guess maybe I won't be uploading the episodes anymore. I don't know.
We'll have a talk.
If, however, you were once a guest on the old LPP and you would like your episode, just let me know. I have all the files, so
I'll... someone recently asked for their episode.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah, I mean, someone like kind of higher up. I mean,
yeah, pretty one of our more famous, for lack of a better word, yeah. Guests. Yeah.
He's like, I need to double check these. There's nothing. I'm gonna make sure there's nothing incriminating here.
Yeah, I don't want to get canceled.
Yeah, seriously, that could happen.
Yeah. So yeah, so this new iteration of the show will release the first Monday of every month. We're not taking listener submissions. Sorry, I know that was like one of the things that I feel most people liked about our podcast, was that everybody got to be a part of it and participate, you know, in one way or another. It was just too much work, man. I can't. I'm sorry. So it'll be one song per person, unless the theme works best with, you know, more than one song, like today's episode, I guess. And we will have guests, but it'll just be, you know, like one person at a time, you know what I mean? Just like, and everybody just gets one song and that's that, you know. However, if you do want to get in touch with us and, you know, just kind of be like, oh man, like, this is the song that I would have picked, you could totally email us that and we'll read it on the show. That's fine, not a problem. Any words on the comeback? Anything you want to address?
It was my idea to bring it back, so I would just like to say that you're welcome. Because, okay, so
I'll have you know, I was playing the long game.
Right.
I knew Denise was going to want to bring the LPP back.
Well, dude, I started the 110 podcast because I just miss doing my research about my, quote, research, unquote, about music and listening to music and sharing it with people and sharing my stories. I feel like that was a really big part of my life, and it has recently come back, listening to new music at open mics and stuff. So I'm glad we're back reminiscing, because some of these stories I'm forgetting because I'm getting old.
Yeah, same. I mean, I was forgetting them a long time ago.
True.
Yeah. All right. We're everywhere you'd expect to find your podcasts, even Spotify, for the first time ever. However, I'm not sure how much longer, because they actually do see when you upload like songs and stuff. So I try to say like, oh, it's for like review or like, you know, commentary or whatever. So we'll see what happens. But, you know, if it's eventually taken off Spotify, you'll always find the RSS feed at lppod.com. And you can just put that into your favorite podcatcher and you're good to go. If you want to get a hold of the show, email rod@lppod.com. That's rod@lppod.com. Denise, if people want to get a hold of you, how can they do that?
At D for Music, DEEFUR Music on Instagram.
We'll see you guys next month. Have a good one.
Bye.